Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message, you damn bastard, nothing is good enough for you. You're always wanting more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. Yeah, I'm here to tell you there's a lot of damn bastards out there. Nothing is good enough for them. They always want more and more and more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. If it ain't the older generation taking more and more and more, and then the younger generation, they got nothing to enjoy. The people on top, they've passed laws and regulations. They made sure the people on the bottom don't get it. Come on, somebody. I see it all the time. People get on top and they make sure nobody gets there. They keep pushing the younger generation down. And I'm here to tell you, you damn bastards, nothing is good enough for you. You're always wanting more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. And then you got these rich bastards always looking down on the poor. And then you got these poor bastards always looking down on the rich. And come on, somebody, nothing is good enough for anybody today. You're a bunch of damn bastards. You're self-centered bastards. Nothing's good enough for you. You've been blessed with the freedoms of America. It ain't good enough until you destroy the whole nation. People want to destroy people. That's the way it is in our society. Self-centered bastards. Well, I'm here and I want to give you a secret to life. And if you want to obtain this secret, and the Bible wants to tell you the secret and how to live a life, and I want to tell you about this secret. Do you want to listen today? Do you want to know the secret to life today? It's in the Bible. The Bible has this secret. It's a great secret. Have you ever had a secret? Some of you got secrets and and you tell people your secret, and maybe it's your secret and how you gained a lot of wealth, or maybe it's your secret and how you built things, or maybe you got a secret to success, but I'm here to tell you that the Bible also has a secret. But a lot of you damn bastards out there, there's nothing good enough for you. You're always wanting more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. And all you older generations right now, kicking back with your pensions and you're sitting back free, I want you to go to the younger generation and apologize to them because you really left them with nothing. I want you to apologize to the younger upcoming generation because you really left them with nothing. You left them with a demoral society. You left them with a society of Satan. You left them with overpriced education. You left them with goods that are made in China. You left the younger generation with nothing. Because you're a bunch of damn bastards and nothing was good enough for you. And you're always wanting more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. But you need to apologize if you see a young child walking. Say, I'm really sorry to them because you left them with nothing. You had the opportunity to enjoy goodness while you gave the younger generation Satan. Way to go. You were born in a land of goodness while you gave the young children Satan. Way to go. But I want to tell you something. There's a story about, you've heard, the goose that laid the golden egg. And what did this really mean? And you know, the owner of the goose that laid that golden egg, he had a bunch of golden eggs, and he wanted this golden egg. But you know what? No matter how many eggs that this goose laid, the owner was, it was never enough. He wasn't satisfied. He wasn't satisfied with the golden eggs that the goose laid from time to time. He wanted to get a lot of more gold. He wanted a lot more gold. And he not only wanted the gold, but he wanted it more quickly and in the hopes of getting at once all the store of gold from this goose. And so what did the goose do? He wanted all the gold and all the gold, and then the owner of the goose, he said, I think this goose is holding back. So what did he do? He killed the goose that laid the golden egg. Because he thought the goose was holding out on him, so he killed the goose that laid the golden egg. And so, obviously, the goose had no eggs underneath him. The goose is dead, and now the owner doesn't get his golden eggs and any gold in the future. Well, I'm here to tell you that we, as American people, we've killed the goose that laid the golden egg. And why did we do it? Because we're a bunch of damn bastards and nothing was good enough for us. And we always wanted more until there was nothing left for others to enjoy. Yes, we American people were a lot like this owner who killed the golden goose. Because I'm here to tell you, we're killing the golden goose in America when we take out Jesus. But I want to tell you the secret of life and how to deal with this. And you might not understand what this secret is. If you go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. I am not saying that because I am need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be need, and I know what it is to be have plenty. I have learned the secret. I have learned the secret of what being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I want to tell you that there's a secret in the Bible to life, and I want to tell you, all you greedy bastards out there, I want to tell you, there's a lot of folks out there that they're not happy with all the wealth that they have in the bank. They're not happy. They want more and more and more and more until there is nothing left. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing left in America. We have killed the golden goose. But the Apostle Paul, he learned one thing, and that was a secret. And that secret was being content. And I'm here to tell you today, there's a secret of being content in every situation. And this is what the Apostle Paul was trying to tell people. He said, look, in low circumstances, in time of hunger, in time of plenty, he was saying that I have learned this secret not only when I'm blessed, but also when I'm suffering. Not only when I have something, but when I don't have anything, I have learned to be content. You see, the secret of everyday situation is to be content. He said, whether I'm well fed or whether I'm hungry, whether I have food or whether I don't, or whether I have plenty or whether I have nothing, I have learned to be content. I mean, you need to understand that this is a secret of life. This is initiated. This is a secret teaching. This is unknown to the world. This contentment is unknown to the world. He said, whether I'm in high situations or in low situations, he says, whether I'm being good or whether I'm feeling bad or feeling good, he says, whether somebody gives me something or somebody doesn't, he says, it doesn't matter the circumstances. Contentment has nothing to do with your circumstances today. Contentment is something that you are willing to, it's a secret. Contentment is a secret. Literally, the Greek literally expresses independent of others and having sufficient in oneself. Being content is really mean I don't need anything. I am independent of others and I have sufficiency in myself, me and Jesus. And what other people do or say, give or don't give, how they treat me or don't treat me, how if they look down on me or they respect me, it doesn't really matter because I'm content in knowing Jesus Christ. Literally, it means I am self-sufficient. It means I am independent. I love myself and I love Jesus, so therefore I have a peace of mind. What about you today? Do you have a peace of mind? Do you have a peace of mind? I'm here to tell you the secret of life is contentment. I'm here to tell you being content with where you're at, what you have, and what you do. This is contentment, and this is the secret that the Apostle Paul wanted to tell people. It wasn't just the Apostle Paul. John the Baptist wanted to tell the soldiers and Timothy, he wanted to tell everybody the secret to life was contentment. The reason why? Because we don't take anything with us. We don't take anything with us. We don't. When we die, we have to leave everything behind. We take nothing into this world, and when we die, we leave everything behind us. So, this contentment. This contentment to life, where this is the secret of life, because we realize when we die, we don't take anything with us. But you damn bastards, you've killed the golden goose. You damn bastards, you don't realize what you did. Nothing was good enough for you. You're always wanting more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. These damn bastards in America, all they do is just want more and more and more until there's nothing left. They outsource all of our jobs to China. You damn farmer, there's nothing good enough for you. It's never enough. You always want more land. You damn farmer, you always want more land and nothing's ever good enough for you. You're always trying to get more land. It wasn't enough. And on top of that, not only you got enough land, but that's not enough for you. And now you want to build these wind turbines on your land where you profit $10,000 a year for the next 30 years while your neighbor, the value of his house goes down and he gets sick. You see, nothing's ever good enough for you, you damn bastard. And nothing's ever good enough, and you can't enjoy what you have until you leave the next generation with nothing. Oh, one house ain't good enough for you. You gotta buy more and more houses. Then you gotta rake up the price. Oh, it's not good enough for you. And then you gotta put rent at $1,000 a month. Meanwhile, young people getting married, they can't even go out and rent a house because they're paying $1,200 a month because you rich bastard, nothing's ever good enough for you. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that the secret to life is contentment. You damn spoiled child, nothing's ever good enough for you. You need more toys. Look, you bastards, you've already outsourced all of our jobs overseas because it's never enough for you. Leaving the American people in poverty, nothing's ever good enough for you. Damn police departments, nothing's ever good enough for you. You arrest everybody, you throw them in your jails that you're making profits off, and you turn your department into a police state. That's nothing's ever good enough for you because you're greedy bastards and you always want more. And all you windmill turbine farmers, it's never enough for you until you make the nation of America look like a sci-fi movie. Meanwhile, you profit $10,000 a year for the next 30 years. And did you ever think of the health hazards? Did you? It's never enough for you idiots until everything is gone in America and you leave the younger generation with nothing. You see, Satan seems to be building this world, and I'm sorry, they're not factoring you and they're not factoring me in this world. This new world order they're building. Oh, come on, somebody. You're a bunch of damn bastards and nothing's good enough for you. You're always wanting more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. But I'm here to tell you that what the Bible says there's a secret to life, and that secret is contentment. It's a secret. You know, there's a gem out there that is more beautiful than a ruby, more beautiful than a diamond. And this is a rare gem. And this gem is so beautiful. And what is this gem, you might say? Godliness and contentment are indeed rare gems. But since they can only be found inseparably combined, they are the rarest of gems and to be found in man or woman. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 5, "Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which He hath promised to them that loved Him?" You see, unlike this covetous of the world, people today are to be content with their lot in life, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a pleasant way or a difficult road, since they understand their physical circumstances to be both God's opportunity to mold them and to reach the world. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22, "To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might be all means to save them." Once we have to fully realize that your physical circumstances ought to be treated only as a secondary to your spiritual necessities. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things, which including food and clothing and shelter, they shall be added upon to you," in Matthew 6:33, and then it becomes immediately possible to be truly content. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversations be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for ye have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." You need to understand something, that this secret that I am trying to tell you about, this secret is greater than a diamond. This secret is greater than a ruby. This, you know what this secret is? It's godliness with contentment. It's godliness with contentment. This is the secret of life. Godliness with contentment. Godliness. And today I find more and more people so discontent with their situation that they only find satisfaction in laughing at other people's problems. They find enjoyment in putting other people down. Evil and satanic worship is moving into America. And do you know the reason why all this is happening? Well, it's simply, it's always wanting more and more and more and not being content with what we have or what we did have. And where you are, you once used to have a little white church who wasn't content until you destroyed the little white church. And then you wanted to build this church. It looked like this corporate building and it was disgusting. It was never enough for you because you're a damn bastard. And I'm here to tell you, nothing is good enough for you because you're always wanting more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. You killed the golden goose. It wasn't enough you had a few golden eggs. You wanted it all until you killed the goose. Yeah, I'm here to tell you today that American people have killed the golden goose. There's nothing left in the American people. The American dream is gone. I'm here to tell you, you got a bunch of rich bastards robbing us. We're being robbed. Oh, come on, somebody. American people today, they're robbing us of Jesus Christ. Do you know the church has robbed you of Jesus Christ? Do you know that we are being robbed today? And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. But I'm here to tell you what the Bible says, and the Bible says that the secret is contentment. And contentment is the secret. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4 through 10, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt minds who have been robbed of the truth, and they think that godliness is a means to financial gain. It seems to be about every church in America today. They think if they have a bigger congregation or a bigger church, or if they have more money, that somehow they're more godly. And they think that godliness is a means to financial gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. What does the Bible say? That godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we shall take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. And those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. What does the Bible says? Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and to many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people or a nation into ruin and destruction. Every American that I meet today, they want to be millionaires. Every American that I meet today, they want to be millionaires, and they will do that at all costs, even if it destroys the nation of America. And I'm here to tell you today, your greed is destroying the nation of America. Not only is it destroying the beauty of America, but as you look at these young children, you need to go apologize to them because you have killed the golden goose. And you have left nothing to these children. And they are being raised up in a society with no future. And you have stolen the American dream from them. You have stolen the American dream from them, and you left them with nothing. And I'm here to tell you the secret to restoring America, the secret to restoring your marriage, the secret to restoring your peace of mind is contentment. Contentment. You see, there's a gem, there's a secret, there's a ruby, there's something even greater than the greatest thing. The world is unknown to this. The world cannot see how great this is. The greatest thing, the Bible says this, The Bible says the greatest thing out there that is greater than any gold nugget, that's greater than any ruby or any material possession, is godliness with contentment. And with this godliness and contentment, oh come on somebody, this gives you this satisfied feeling, this state of mind, this calmness inside, this freedom from murmuring and complaining. The idea is this. Having a content mind, being content with your allotment in life, is to be regarded as a real gain. But I'm here to tell you this, being content with your allotment at life, understanding that you did not take anything into this world, and understanding and when you go, you'll not take anything out of this world. This is the peace of mind. This is the great secret. This is far greater than every diamond, every ruby. Oh, come on. This is a gem out there. This is godliness with contentment. I know today that you've been a little uneasy. I know today that you've been a little worried, and you wonder if you're going to get this or that, if money's going to come. You want to know if you're going to pay your bills. You want to know if he or she likes you. Oh, come on, somebody. There's something greater out there, and that is contentment. This is the secret to life, is contentment. I want to give you a peace of mind today. I want to give you this gift. I want to give you this greatest gift, and that is Jesus Christ. And he says godliness and contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Don't you want that peace of mind today? All the riches of the world can't give you this peace of mind that comes from contentment. All the promotions in your job can't give you this peace of mind from contentment. All the places that you've traveled around the world can't give you this peace of mind, but contentment. Contentment. This is the key. This is the state of mind, this calmness of contentment. This is self-sufficiency. It is to be true that only Jesus Christ can give you this peace of mind. And Jesus Christ is these true riches. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. And what about you today? What are you discontent with? I know you want more until you destroy everything around you. You always want more and more and more and more and more and more and more until everything is gone. There was a man, he always wanted a bigger promotion, and he went out and he worked and he worked and he worked. And he went out and he wanted to get promoted and promoted and promoted. But at home he had a wife and children. They were sitting there all alone. And while his dad was going out there, he was never content with the money he brought in for the family. He always wanted to get more and more until one day he looked back and all his time with his family was gone. He was never content, and all that precious time was gone. And I'm here to tell you today, America, you are never content until America's gone. You are never content until the Constitution's gone. You are never content until all your freedoms are gone. But I'm here to tell you, if you want to restore America, if you want to restore America, if you want to have a state of mind, of calmness, and a satisfied feeling once again, then you need to hang on to this great secret. And this secret, what the Bible says, is a great secret among all secrets. And this secret is the secret of contentment. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you're feeling a little anxious today. I know, but I want to give you that peace of mind. Oh, I want to give you Jesus today. And I want you to hang on to Jesus like never before. I want you to be content. I want you to have godliness with contentment. That's the greatest gain you could ever have, is this contentment of life. Oh, come on, contentment where you're at. Oh, we need Jesus, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Do you know that even in the Bible, in Luke chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, "And He said to them, collect no more than what you have ordered." Some soldiers were questioning Him, saying, "And what about us? What shall we do?" And He said to them, "Do not take money from anyone by force or accuse anyone falsely, but be content with your wages. You see, John, he was starting his ministry, and he was preparing the way for Jesus Christ. These soldiers, they came up and approached him, and he says, "Hey, police officers, stop stealing money from people. Hey, you government officials, stop taking from the people. Stop taking from the poor. Be content with your pay." Yes, there's a great secret out there, and that secret is contentment. And I know today that Jesus Christ would want you to be content. He wants you to have that peace of mind, that secret of contentment. Yes, this is such a rare gem on earth. And then it's not a diamond and it's not a ruby. This secret is contentment. What about you? Why are you feeling discontent today? Why are you feeling discontent today? I'll tell you why you're feeling discontent today. You want to know why you're feeling discontent today? Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why you're feeling discontent today. It's because you're a damn bastard and nothing is good enough for you. You're always wanting more until there's nothing left for others to enjoy. That's why. You're the person who killed the golden egg. Or the golden goose who laid the golden egg. You're that person. Nothing good enough for you, damn bastard. I'm sick of people like you guys. You always want more. More, more, more until there's nothing left. Yeah, you know, the Bible says it like this. He spoke of a parable. This is in Luke chapter 12, verse 16 through 21. "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul hath has much goods laid up for many years. Taste thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Yes, this parable is about a fool. He worked his whole life. He thought his riches could prolong his life or avert for a moment to approach of pain of death. He thought his money could save him from death or dying. How many people today, they think their money can save them from death or dying? What an awful sentence to this man who, as he thought, he was just ready to live and start enjoying all of his life's work. I mean, he worked hard, he probably robbed people, he probably killed the golden goose, and he raped everybody, and he took from everybody around him, and then in a single moment, all of his hopes were blasted. He sucked money from everybody, and then he sat back, says, "Now I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to relax." And then God says, "I'm going to take your life. You're going to die." So in a single moment, all his hopes were blasted, and his soul summoned to the bar of his long-forgotten God. And so many are surprised as suddenly and as unprepared they are snatched from their pleasures and hurried to the world where there is no more pleasures and where all their wealth cannot purchase one moment ease from the gnawings that never dies. Yes. But I want to share a secret with you today. I want to share a secret with you today. And you know what that secret is? That is contentment. That is contentment. And you know what? Godliness with contentment is great gain. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. We've got to give a little love, have a little hope, baby.
caught up in the confusion. Nothing is making sense for me and you. Maybe we can find a way. There's got to be some notion how to make a break.